There was a young man in Oklahoma who I read about this past week. He's been playing Santa Claus since he was in the sixth grade. When Reed Marker was 11 years old and was talking with a friend in the way that children do, he learned that his friend didn't expect any Christmas presents that year because his family couldn't afford them. So Reed talked to the wisest person he knew, his mother, and with his mom's help and a social media request, he organized a toy drive, which in its first year collected and gave away 1,000 toys. But Reed was not a one-time-only Santa. He has continued every year since 2016 to organize a toy drive and see the toys distributed to families in the community. This year, more than 10,000 toys were collected. 200 volunteers from the community helped out. And even though Reed is now a freshman in college, he made time this year, as he has every year, to be at the collection point and greet every giving family with a smile and a handshake and a word of thanks. A gift of compassion and love for fellow human beings. A gift that, in its own small way, gives a little hope and a little light in a season when some people could feel forgotten, marginalized by society. Because what do we see when we watch TV this time of year, or holiday films, or when we scroll through social media? We see all these happy, festive gatherings. We see perfectly put together lives. We see, that those are in fact not the reality. Not for any of us. We don't see how many takes there were before the perfect Christmas photo was realized, or how many times that TikTok celebrity tried before the trick actually worked. We don't see all the burnt cookies, only the perfectly frosted ones. I've heard that people can be compared to icebergs, not because they're cold. But you know how icebergs float? Only about 10% of an iceberg can be seen above the surface of the water. Likewise, we might only know about 10% of what makes up our friends, our neighbors,
or our acquaintances, those social media snapshots. You can't see what's going on beneath the surface, all the imperfections people hide when they take those smiling selfies. If we are like icebergs in that way, then what we celebrate at Christmas is that God so loved the world that God put on scuba gear and dove into the water with us. God, in the skin of Jesus, gets to know us, the whole of us, not just the perfect, put together surface part that we're willing to share, because God looks beneath the surface and sees all of us, the good, the bad, the ugly, the scared, and God does not turn away from us. That's the gift of God being present to us and with us, which we celebrate tonight. When we read the Christmas story from this perspective, we see it. God didn't wait for Mary to be perfect or for Joseph. God didn't wait for their home to be perfectly appointed, for the nursery to be perfectly set up, or even for the timing to be perfectly right. Honestly, who chooses to give birth to their first child 90 miles away from home in a barn with no family or friends present? God comes to the less than perfect, to the broken and the brokenhearted, to the hurting and the scared and the scarred. God comes, says Isaiah, like a light shining in the deep darkness. God comes and is present, and in that presence, we find a little compassion and a little grace and a little hope. Now, why did you come here tonight? Why are we present together on Christmas Eve every year in this church to read this story and sing these songs and speak these words? Some of you will say because it's tradition. We came here as kids. We came here with our kids. We came here with our parents. Some of you will say it's a religious expression of my faith in Jesus' birth. I believe there is also a deeper reason, one we perhaps don't put into words quite as easily. I think we also come searching for God here in the Word, and in the carols, and in the manger, and in the tradition. I think we are searching for something that we only find by being present in this shared worship time. We know the story, right? Maybe we never tire of hearing it, but we know this story. We know these carols. In fact, we've been listening to them everywhere we've gone for nearly a month. Something special happens when we come together and share the gift of presence with one another. Something happens when we seek God in this place. I think Christmas Eve is about seekers. Once they hear the angel's message and stop quaking in fright, the shepherds rush off to Bethlehem to see this event that God has made known to us. They go to search for the child lying in the manger. They seek God's presence in the newborn babe. And we also know that there is another part to the Christmas story about a new star that appears in the sky over Bethlehem, and astrologers in a distant land to the east see that star as a sign that a new king is born. And they travel from their homes to seek this child. Maybe, like the shepherds and the magi, you come here tonight looking for something, seeking some knowledge, some experience, some measure of hope, or peace, or joy, or love. But do you know who else is seeking? God. God is seeking us. That's the message of Christmas. God so loved the world that God, through Jesus, dove into the world. Jesus lived life as we do, lived with all the good and the bad and the ugly and the beautiful that life has to offer. Jesus, the wonderful counselor, the strength of God, the eternal protector, the champion of peace, has come looking for us, loving us. When we open ourselves to receive that gift of God's presence in Jesus, we also discover that God becomes present within us and within one another. And that, my friends, is why I think we are here tonight. We are searching for God in this place, for God who is willing to love all of us, even what's beneath the surface. We are searching for God within ourselves and within one another. But as you well know, as our puppet friends reminded us earlier, Christmas is not just about receiving, it is also about giving. As you find God, as you receive the gift of God's presence, you must go and share it. Give to others the gift of your presence, the gift that brings hope and peace and joy and love and light to the world. Go, my friends, and give. Amen.